Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're discussing the aftermath of the controversial by-elections that were held over the weekend following the expulsion from the National Assembly and Senate of opposition CCC lawmakers by the self-appointed Interim Secretary General of the CCC, Sengezo Shabangu. But first, this year marks the 55th anniversary of relations between Taiwan and the small landlocked country of Eswatini in the southern part of Africa. VOA's Nokukanya Muzi examines why Eswati has continued to recognize the government of Taiwan instead of China when most countries, including the U.S., have official ties with Beijing.
Eswatini is the last remaining African country that maintains diplomatic relations with Taiwan. It's one of only 12 nations, along with the Vatican, to have diplomatic ties with Taiwan, an island nation Beijing considers to be a part of China.
We both benefit a lot. For Taiwan, we have Eswatini is a very strong supporter for our international participation. And Taiwan is a responsible member of the international community.
Eswatini, which is also called Swaziland, continues to lobby for Taiwan's international recognition. Taiwan, on the other hand, continues to send millions of dollars in foreign aid and investment in funding schools, hospitals, businesses, rural electrification, and infrastructure projects such as a new airport. But the relationship with Taiwan has come at a price. In 2020, China banned imports of sugar from Eswatini, which is one of the country's main exports. But government spokesperson Thabile Mdluli says Eswatini is choosing ideology over economic benefits.
Taiwan is a democratic state, and they are a beacon of democracy. They should be given a chance as well to participate in the global space. They should be able to participate in the United Nations. They should be able to participate in all other forums that are there, because Taiwan can make their voice heard as well, like all other countries in the world.
Beijing considers Taiwan a part of China with no right to official diplomatic ties, which Taiwan's democratic government disputes.
The posture that Swaziland has taken to be an ally of Taiwan all these years, it means it's a total rejection of mainland China.
Some opposition members, including Mlungisi Makanya, say Eswatini should switch recognition to China.
For 55 years, we have made insignificant progress in all areas of development, particularly infrastructural development. You can look at rail, you can look at roads, you can look at health, you can look at education, you can look at technology, you can look at energy independence. And this is mainly because of our poor choices.
Even with these voices of support in favor of China, the Kingdom of Eswatini, with its monarchy, continues to stand by its decision to maintain strong diplomatic ties with Taiwan. Nokukanya Muzi, VOA News, Menzini, Eswatini.
And in South Africa, South Africa's Agricultural Business Chamber is calling for the early renewal of the U.S. Africa Growth and Opportunity Act, known as AGOA. The act allows some products from certain sub-Saharan countries duty-free access to the United States. Vicky Stark reports.
Here at Kunye Farms Packhouse in the Western Cape Province, Yani Kotwano knows he's lucky to have a job in the citrus industry. He started living and working here after he ran out of funds to complete his studies in human resources management. So now, come payday, Kutwano sends money home for his son's education.
I want to work hard, and I mean like harder, so that he can have a bright future. He can build his life the way he wants to build it, because mostly some of us, we didn't have that choice.
The Independent Agricultural Business Chamber's CEO, Theo Bosshoff, says jobs like Tsiane's are available thanks to the duty-free access to the U.S. market provided by the African Growth and Opportunity Act, or AGOA.
More than half of agricultural, of our sector's GDP in value terms gets exported. In the horticultural sector, it's significantly more than that, upwards of 70% that gets exported.
He says South Africa's citrus exports to the U.S. is an AGOA success story.
So we are, on the back of certain trade agreements, such as AGOA, such as the partnership agreement with the EU, we have seen massive plantings in the last 10 years. Many of those have trees and orchards that have been planted are not yet in bearing fruit, which means there are additional volumes coming.
Bosshoff says this translates into jobs. South Africa, with a population of over 60 million people, has an official unemployment rate of over 30%. He says 1.4 million people are currently employed in the primary and secondary agricultural sectors.
Within agriculture, if you look at the industries such as the horticultural sector, the sugar industry, the wine industry, where that accounts, you know, for between them more than half of agricultural employment. These are also the critical sectors that export, especially to the US.
The Agricultural Chamber has stressed the importance of AGOA for South Africa's rural communities and asked the US government to renew the act well before the September 2025 deadline. It says this will give more certainty to buyers and investors. The Agricultural Chamber says South Africa exports roughly $12.8 billion worth of agricultural and agro-processed products annually. Vicky Stark, VOA News, Cape Town, South Africa.
And in Zimbabwe, the High Court today freed opposition Transform Zimbabwe leader Jacob Ngarivume after the state failed to provide the court with evidence enough to support the conviction. Ngarivume was sentenced to a 3-year jail term after being found guilty of inciting public violence. Ngarivume had spent 8 months in prison. His lawyer, Professor Love Momaduku, had this to say.
The High Court, the matter was heard by two judges, Justice Kwenda and Justice Maxwell. They were able to appreciate the arguments in court were basically that the magistrate court, which convicted Jacob Ngarivume, had no evidence that the Twitter account was his Twitter account. That was the real focus. The evidence they had used in the court accord was clearly that because he didn't deny owning a particular Twitter account to the police, therefore he was lying, that they had invented an argument. So the High Court accepted our argument that the state did not proven its case beyond a reasonable doubt, that it was not for Jacob to prove that it was not his Twitter account. It was for the state to prove that it was his Twitter account. And that is exactly what the court accepted. They also accepted the fact that with their issues to do with Twitter accounts and so on, a state worth its salt must try and engage the machinery provided by the service providers and so on, particularly Twitter. You engage the process that will lead to you establishing the authenticity of a particular account. And so the court decided that they would uphold the appeal, they would set aside the conviction on the basis that there was no evidence at all.
That there was Jacob Ngarivume's lawyer, Professor Love Momaduku, in Harare. The president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Obet Masaraure, speaking as a member of the Friends of Job Sikala Solidarity Trust, castigated Ngarivume's stay in jail and added that he hoped the ruling to free Ngarivume would also be handed down to opposition member Job Sikala soon.
This of Jacob Ngarivume. Ngarivume was always innocent. He should never have been incarcerated in the first place. We understand that the magistrate courts are now being used to persecute political opponents of the regime. They are now being used to persecute human rights defenders. We want to thank the High Court for remaining objective in releasing Ngarivume. Ngarivume's case stinks to high heavens. Why? Because Ngarivume is arrested for fighting corruption. It is corruption that is bleeding this republic. We have a lot of people who are living in poverty. because of corruption. We have people who are failing to access education, failing to access healthcare because of corruption. But with a judiciary system that persecutes someone who stands up against corruption, that's unacceptable. We are glad that Ngari Vume has been reunited with his family, and we are confident that very soon Job Skala will also be reunited with his family.
That there was the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Obert Masaraure, in Harare, speaking as a member of the Friends of Job Skala Solidarity Trust. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Today we're discussing about the controversial by-elections held this weekend that saw ZANU-PF winning 7 seats out of 9 contested seats. The opposition Triple C issued a statement criticizing the holding of the polls without their members on the ballot. CCC members were barred by the High Court from contesting the by-elections. To discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF, and we also have on the phone Owen Chari of Triple C. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Welcome, Mouth. Welcome, Zimbabwe.
I'll start
welcome,
with you.
Welcome, Zimbabwe. Good evening.
Thank you so much. I'll start off with you, Mr. Mabaza of ZANU-PF. We're seeing that your party has won or has taken over 7 seats out of the 9 seats. And, you know, there was a lot of accusation that your party is the one that was working with Sengezo Shabangu for what we saw coming up, and then, you know, the coming up of this by-election this weekend. What's your take?
I think the second phrase you have used is good. Our party has won. It has not taken over. We went to elections and we won. Actually, what we should appreciate and understand is when we are in politics, we are not in church. We are fighting for positions. If an enemy lets his guards down, we have no choice but to take over what it is for the best interest of the people of Zimbabwe and the constituents. So we are actually happy that we managed to get 7 seats from Triple C. The strategic ambiguity of Triple C is awarded as 7 seats, and we hope that they can continue doing that so we can get all the seats. Because we have got Zimbabweans all over different constituencies who want to be saved by us, by ZANU-PF, because they know we are doing the better thing for the country, we are doing the best for our country. The situation in Triple C at the moment is actually entirely showing the mismanagement, disorganization, and the lack of a focus by Triple C. I could actually say, in short, while the other man for Triple C is here, Chamisa is actually showing the Zimbabweans that he is not a good leader. He's a man who is, when he's angry, he can take his cows and run away from the community pan. Why am I saying that? Chamisa, when he got trouble with Monzora, he formed his new party, the Triple C. When he's now getting trouble with Shabangu, we are told he wants to form another party, which their color will be purple, and it will be formed very soon. So he's a man who is going to be forming parties throughout. This is the time to form a government, not to form a party. So it shows that Chamisa will not be a good leader, because if things get tough in Zimbabwe, he can form his own country, and that's a problem. Because if he can't stick to one party and forms a party each time he is challenged, then he's not a good man, because once he's challenged in our country, he's going to form another party for our country. He's going to form another country, and therefore he should never be put near the State House. So we are actually celebrating, and we are happy, and we thank those who voted for us for the 7 seats we got on the 9th of December.
Over to you, Mr. Shari. I know that you're stepping in last minute for other guests who couldn't make it to the show, but what's your take on what we're seeing happening? You've heard there Mr. Mabaza saying, you know, maybe the strategy of ambiguity might have costed your party. What's your take?
Marvelous. I don't want to respond to the mouthpiece of ZANU-PF because I don't recognize ZANU-PF as anything in Zimbabwe, but a terrorist organization that is causing a lot of trouble, that is causing a lot of death in Zimbabwe. There is no way that we would sing a song and a chorus with ZANU-PF. There are people that you cannot be associated with because these people are killers. These people, they destroy, they are not developers. I'm saying this because you have seen it. ZANU-PF is not wanted in Zimbabwe. Nobody votes for ZANU-PF. If even a grade 2 child will see that these elections is a non-entity, they did not happen. The 7 seats that they are celebrating, they are celebrating nothing because nobody voted them in. Who was contesting with them? The people who were supposed to be contesting, they were barred. They were stopped. So what are you celebrating for? You are a fool if you are saying I've won a race when you are running by yourself. Why can't you allow competitors? Why can't you give someone that you think you have better ideas, you have better policies, a chance to give it to the electorate, to choose between white and black? But if you are saying choose black, and this is the only color that we have, and people cannot be accorded their chance to exercise their rights and vote for the leaders they want. What is that? In Zimbabwe, ZANU-PF was not voted for. Even all the other seats, the two-third majority, which they have taken now, it is by force. It doesn't happen. People in Zimbabwe, they don't like ZANU-PF. I don't know. Which kind of eyes do you want from people? I don't know what kind of signs you should be given that Zimbabweans, they don't like ZANU-PF. This is why they're doing all these things. If they were wanted by people, they will just allow people to vote. Even if there are no reforms, electoral reforms, they still lose. Can you see how rotten ZANU-PF is?
Mr. Shari, if I may come in there and just say, Zvamira zvakadai, sakare mangwana rakamira sei, tinonzwa kuti vamwe vemubato renyu vari kuti dai vamwe vadare vamira havo kuenda kuparamende, zvakamira sei remangwana remubato menyu?
You want me to speak in Shona now?
Taurai henyu neShona.
Okay. Inini handisi mutauriri weCCC. Ini ndiri mumwe wevatsigiri veCCC. Zvakadaro, ndiri vamwe vevagari vemuZimbabwe, zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe, I may say, because handigari kuZimbabwe. Zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zviri kunyunyuta, zviri kuona kumbunyukidzwa kuri kuitwa maZimbabweans, kumanikidzirwa, kubatwa chibharo kunzi idai ZANU-PF chete. Ivo vakati bodo, ZANU-PF taneta nayo, hatichaida, havana chavari kutigonera. Saka izvozvizvi zvatakangomirira kuita kuisa nyaya kuvanhu veZimbabwe, because tikada kutarisa kuti CCC sezvairi haisi yemunhu, haisi chitsumbu chevanhu, ibato revanhu veruzhinji rweZimbabwe. Saka ruzhinji rweZimbabwe ndoruchaona kutoti kwatapinda uku toichiita sei. Saka tichadzokera kuvanhu voona, vanhu ndo vachaona kuti tingaite sei nezviri kuitwa neZANU-PF. Kana vanhu vachifunga kupinda mugwagwa, vachapinda vasina kutumwa nemunhu, because nhamo yemuZimbabwe ndo ichavatuma kuita zvokuti vasununguke. ndezvemugotsi matsuro zvokutaura namukoma vakuti hanzi takakunda makakunda nani ko kana makakunda semakarambidza vanhu kuti vaitewo vapinde mumakwiko aya vakuziva zvakaitika mumashure kuti pavakatora maMPs vachishandisa Douglas Monzora pavakaenda kubaya election vakadyiwa so izvozvi ndozvaingoitika futi ZANU-PF inotongodyiwa ingori mudyiwa inogara yakadyiwa hatisi ZANU-PF yakapera kare kare hakusisina chinonzi ZANU-PF kwasara mbavha dzega dzega nevanhu vanongoba chete hakusisina chinonzi ZANU-PF muzimbabwe ndo ZANU-PF yacho herei
tinotenda regai timbonzwa
vakasapota ZANU-PF
regai tivatanzwa kuna vamavaza muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navachari vari kuti ivo kuti vati imi makakunda hazvibviri nekuti vatingati nhengo dzavo dzanga dzisipo pabepa irori rekuvhoterwa saka vari kuti ivo resi manga muri kumhanya muri mega munoti
chekutanga chekuti kana pamutambo wese kana wenhabvu kana wecricket imwe timu ikasauya kana ikabviswa narefuri nekuda kwezvikonzero imwe timu hairegedze kutambira mukombe nekuti pane timu yaramba kuuya saka kana tikaenda pamaelections vakanga vabviswa vadzingwa nedare kwete nezanupf vadzingwa nezeki kwete nezanupf hatingarambi kutora chigaro chiripo nekuti vana vezimbabwe vari kuda kubatsirwa vada mumiririri asi anogona kungotaura mavelasi ndechekuti vachari vatiratidza ivo kuti aiwa munhu aringori bhita vakundwa munhu anenge akundwa anongoonekwa nekupopota nekutukirira chinozivikanwa hapana saka hatina chekumbotaura zvataura navachari vanonge munhu anga akangonyarira chao chekungotukirira kungoti ZANU-PF ine vanhu vakapusa ine vanhu vanoba ine vanhu vamaterorist kungotaurawo kwemunhu ashaye chekureva nekuti aona kuti bato rake harina kwariri kuenda harina chariri kuita chekutanga kana vachari vasingazivi ngavatarisi zvakare ZANU-PF haina kungodhoneterwa masitsi takatoenda kumaelections vanhu vakauya vakavhota pavanhu vakavhota we use the majority democracy saka vakawanda vakavhotera ZANU-PF ZANU-PF yakahwina maconstituency wayo pane mamwe maconstituents akati kutiwo hatisina kuhwina akahwinwa netriplec vamwe akahwinwa navachabamwe triplec saka tine matriplec mairi haisi mhosva yedu havakwanisi kutipa vachabanga havasi vedu ndevavo havakwanisi kutipa chamisa haasi vedu ndevavo saka mamubvunza mubvunzo waatadza kupindura triplec iko zvino izvi munhu wese aakutozviziva vari kuronga kufoma rimwe bato zvakare rinotungamirwa navachamisa ruvara rwavo runenge rurepepo and vanoda kubvisa vanhu vese vanga vari vatsvangirai nekuti vari kuti vanhu ivavo vari kuvadzvinyirira pasi chari hapana chaanoziva anongoriwo gudza mudungwe ebhurukwa rebenzi
aiwa vamavaza ngatiregei kushorana zvedu tienderere mberi nechirongwa vachari munoona remangwana rakamira sei panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika nezviri kuitika munyika pari zvino
marvelous inini handitaure zvekunangana nemunhu nekuda kwekuti ndinonangana neudzvinyiriri huri kuitwa vana vezimbabwe mhandu hombe iri muzimbabwe izvozvizvi iZANU-PF vamavaza avaka vanotoziva chokwadi ende vana vezimbabwe vanotoziva chokwadi kuti chiri kuita kuti vatambure chii chiri kuita kuti muhospital musaite mishonga chii chiri kuita kuti munyika mushayikwe zvikwanisiro chii tikanangana naizvozvizvi ndosaka ndichizoti system yeZANU-PF yakapusa zvekudaro nekuda kwekuti vanotoziva kutoti vana vezimbabwe vanoda zvipatara vana vezimbabwe vanoda migwagwa vana vezimbabwe vanoda kuenda kuzvikoro vana vezimbabwe vanoda mabasa ivo vanotora nechibharo kuzviisa musimba asi chiitai zvikwanisiro bodowe havakwanise ndosaka ndichitaura kuti chatakanangana nacho ndechekuti vana vezimbabwe vabudirire zvekuti nhingi nanga anoziva chakati azodii imimi zvamunoziva mazoitirei vana vezimbabwe tiri kuti matadza makoniwa vana vezimbabwe vatozviona havakudei Siyai masarudze mutungamiri wavanoda. Zvekuti hazive hadi, hazvisi zvenyu imimi. Ipai ruzhinji rweZimbabwe ruone kuti toisa ani. Kana mavabvumidza, muchaona munhu anodiwa nevana veZimbabwe. Muchaona munhu achasunungura Zimbabwe because izvozvo tiri muhutapwa. Zvokuti hanzi zvakazoti nezvakazoti haisiyo nyaya takaunganira pano. Hatina kuunganira ngano. Taunganira ugaro hwevana veZimbabwe. Chii chiri kuitika muZimbabwe? Sei kusina magetsi? Sei kusina mvura? Sei vana vavanhu vachifa nechirwere chemanyoka? Che 19 gochanhembe chakare kare chinongoda kuti paiswe mvura yakachena vanhu vowana hutano toenda mberi nenyika but migwagwa patiwo havaite izvozvo vanodii vari kungoti every election ndopaunosumudza musoro kana paitwa election vosumuka vodai vodai kana paku vatora utongi hwacho vari kuitei nawo hapana chii chataona hapana chatamboona vana veZimbabwe vari kunhonga svosve nemuromo nekuda kwekutambura nekuda kwezanu PF.
Thank you so much, Mr. Charithe. Coming back to you, Mr. Mavasa, you're hearing the allegations coming from Mr. Charithe that ZANU-PF is politicking. Even if you did win the 7 seats, nothing is going to come out of it. What's your take?
The first thing is Mr. Charithe should stop making these allegations without any foundation. Only on Friday, our Minister of Finance, Minister Mthuli Ncube, was awarded the best minister, the best finance minister in Africa by a British group, and he was awarded that group, that award, which is very prestigious. It has shown that the Zimbabwean economy is actually on a rise path. It has shown that Zimbabwe is actually developing, navigating its economy from the abyss it has been, and it's now clearing out of the wood. And if this has been done here in England and done in London, and the members of the House of Lords were all available when Professor Mthuli was given the award on Friday.
But Mr. Mavasa, is that what we're seeing on the ground? If the professor could have gotten the award, but there are reports on the ground that the economy is tanking. So how do the two reality and what's on the ground and these awards, where do they meet?
Those who have given the award, they've got a professional eye. When they are looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe, they see there's an improvement, there's a development, and there is a country coming out of the woods. Those on the grounds, they might not see that they are coming out of the wood, but they can feel it now. You can get money anywhere on the ATM, which was not happening 3 years ago. You can buy anything you want in any shop, which was not happening again. And we've got companies opening. We've got so many companies which have opened now, which was not the case 2 years ago. So it is the best improved economy in the whole world and the best progressive economy in Africa. And
Thank you, Mr. Mavasa. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. I would just like to read a few comments from our Facebook followers. And Mr. Charithe, thank you so much for also having been our guest. Because we don't have time, I might not be able to give you time to respond to Mr. Mavasa. But maybe just come in for 10 seconds and give us your last word.
PF should wake up from its samba. They are sleeping. They should wake up and smell the coffee. There's nothing that is going on in Zimbabwe. Things are stagnant. Zimbabwe is going back to the Stone Age.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Charithe, Mr. Owen Charithe there of the CCC, and Mr. Masimba Mavasa of ZANU-PF. There is Gwekwere Reji who's saying, Vamavasa, ngavaverenge comment section, vaone kuti ZANU-PF party, inodiwa here, kana kuti kwete. So thank you so much for all those that were streaming with us. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.